Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 8. How Expensive is Fame? More Than Just an Interview, episode 8. How Expensive is Fame? You know, when you become famous, I want everybody to understand what that means. When you become famous, everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows everything about you, or seemingly, what they can find online. Everywhere you go is being tracked. People are watching you 24/7. People are criticizing you 24/7. People always want something from you, whether it's genuine or disingenuous. People are looking to hurt you psychologically, mentally, spiritually, even physically. People are looking to take away your livelihood at any cost. People will stalk you. People will go through the motions of trying to destroy your family. Talk about your kids, talk about your mom, talk about your dad, talk about whoever. All because you are famous. Think about Britney Spears for a minute, when she shaved her head off, shaved her hair and, you know, took the umbrella, was beaten against the paparazzi car. Think about Princess Diana, died from driving and the paparazzi chasing her. Think about Puffy right now, Diddy, Sean Combs. Love the limelight, love the fame. Seemingly everything was on the up and up. But how much does he want to be famous now? How much is that fame haunting him right now? You see, when you're on the brightest stage, biggest stage, and underneath the brightest lights, there is so many things that are going on left and right. And that light gets so bright that it can blind you and you can forget who you are. People always say, I mean, I like the old Kanye. I don't like the new Kanye. Whoever you like, whichever version of Kanye you like is your choice. But there is no denying that he's different. There's nothing wrong with evolving, but it's how you evolve. So Kanye West wore a White Lives Matter shirt if his mom was alive? I don't think so. But Kanye West walk around with his wife scantily dressed, halfway naked? I don't think so. But Michael Jackson looked a certain way. Fame made him change. He allowed fame to change him. You need to look like this. You need to brighten up your skin. You need to do this. You need to do that. Da, 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 da. And he became less obvious physically, but more obvious psychologically. That's how far removed he was from the little baby that came out of Katherine Jackson's womb. It's no different than with little Kim. We all respect her, Kimberly Jones. We all look up to her and what she's accomplished. No denying that. But a part of us says to ourselves, why? Why did she make all those alterations? Because of fame. You're beautiful at birth. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Fame is expensive. I was watching an episode one time of Celebrity Boot Camp, and Bobby Brown was on there, and they were at a campfire, and he was saying that he had these pants that he wore because they were like clown pants, but he got so high that he wore these pants. And he talked about how the pressures of fame and the drug use and the overwhelming hedonistic lifestyle, it consumes you, because every day you wake up, you have a million people in your ear. A million people. And it's sad. Kid grows up poor in Boston, one of the roughest neighborhood in Boston. And he basically ends up losing his daughter, losing his wife, going through years of depression. Was Bobby Moore happier when he was that kid in Boston versus now? See, your happiness is based on your growth. And when you start to grow and evolve and make the right decisions, you start to feel that childhood happiness in your heart, like, I'm happy again. People chase that, man. Michael Jackson chased that. I just want to be normal. I want to be normal, man. I just want to hang out. I never had a childhood. I want kids around, regardless if you think he did something or not. Whatever. But he wanted to be normal. He was a kid at heart. When you think about the fame, think about Prince dying in the elevator, threw up on himself. Anna Marie Nicole died in a hotel, the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Seminole, Florida. Overdose, threw up on herself. It's famous. You see Ray J at the BET Awards saying that he's suicidal. You know, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing because he's done that before. And he's just always flipping around. But the one thing that's obvious is that fame is expensive. See, fame, whether you're Meek Mill, whether you're Diddy, whether you're Drake, whether you're Rick Ross this morning waking up, right now, that fame is costing you. It always costs. Even when you're doing great things, it's costing you. It's taxing you at a high level because fame is attached to something dark, something dirty, something unclean. That's just the way it is. Because humans always want to worship a human, which is not the way it's supposed to be. That's what makes fame so dangerous. That's why people will sell their soul to be famous. Do anything. A movie role, a song, whatever. And when you sell your soul, the price to get it back, you'll always be paying a fee on that. Because psychologically, you have to now adjust to that aspect of it. I did that, but I'm better now. Even though I gave up this of my life morally to get here, I'm making atonement for that. People, if you do not hear nothing else, the price of fame in this music business can drive you out of your mind. It can drive you away from everything you love. It can make you think you're not beautiful. It can make you think you're not enough. It can make you physically change your body parts. Because people are telling you, this is what you need to stay relevant. This is what you need to stay hot. You know, K. Michelle.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Is lauded and highly acclaimed for her honesty. She's always telling the truth. That's what people feel about her. Tell the truth in her music. Tell the truth in general. She's a phenomenal artist. But to me, she's most happiest. She's the most happy now. She owns her music, owns her brand, owns herself. Took out all the artificial body parts, started over, did a great show on Lifetime, talking about the horrors of that. But I see freedom in her face. I see happiness. I respect that. People understand this. There is an expensive price to pay for fame. You're going to give up a lot when you get in demand. The thing is, staying in demand is what makes the price go up every day. When Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, nobody wanted to be Will Smith. Now, Will Smith is seemingly back doing what he does best. I never held that slap against him because Will's never done anything publicly to anybody that made anybody look at him wrong. He just was being Will. He just had a moment. He's human. I wasn't going to demonize the guy for that. We'll talk about it next episode. But the thing is, nobody want that fame. Being in that, and he had just won an Oscar. And he slapped another man wrongfully. He should not have put his hands on Chris Rock. But he did it at the height of his fame. An Oscar. His first Oscar. And he ruins that moment slapping somebody because of internal strife within his family. According to his wife, they were not even staying together then. But that slap brought them back together. Whatever you think of Jada, whether it's true or not, she says it. Go check out her book. It's available. People, I want everyone to take a deep breath and understand how expensive fame is. If you're ready for 24-hour intrusion to your life, I want you to understand what comes with that. The Kardashians love the limelight. They live for it. It makes them relevant for blogs, not movies, not other things, but TV, you know, blogs and certain level of TV world, they look at the Kardashians. But let me ask you a question. When she was doing the Tom Brady roast and they were booing her at the roast, she looked so uncomfortable. It was cringeworthy. I felt bad for her. Everybody felt bad. They had to beg people to stop booing. This woman is famous. She's a billionaire, allegedly. Her Skims company, SKIMS, great company, makes all kind of money. But people were booing her like she was trash. So how do people feel about her? Really? How do people feel about Kim Kardashian? We're going to talk about it on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Do people look at her as, we'll talk about it, somebody just got a fortunate break in life like no other? More Than Just an Interview podcast. How expensive is fame? Episode 8. Red Circle, Music Hypebeast, Zoe Rose Gold, let's get it. The GOAT.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.